Morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome back to new live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about Jesus' authority questioning. Something we need to learn about Jesus, that he was very sure who he was. You know, he was the Son of God. And he came to this earth with one purpose, was to give his life, you know, for redemption. But something's happened, when he was teaching about God, he was teaching about the kingdom of God, he was questioning, about a lot of things. He did a lot of miracles, he did a lot of things. That's why he was questioning, because was the only one who was going to be able to do those miracles was God, and why he was doing those things. So we got to go to the Bible, to the book of Luke, chapter 20, verse from 1 to 8. We started like this, and now it happened on those days. As he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes together with the elders confront him, and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing those things, or who is he who give you this authority?" So the first thing we see is Jesus was preaching, was teaching the synagogues. Every places he was going, he was preaching, was, you know, speaking about the gospel. And in this case, he was, you know, preaching on the temple. And, you know, these people, they started asking him, he said, who give you this authority? Or under what authority you doing this? Who give you this authority? And was a really tough question, because we remember these people, they know the inner word, you know, all the law, all the amendments, you know, everything about the law. So because they're preaching, the scribes, and they know everything about the law. So that's why they confront Jesus and say, what authority you do all this, what you're doing? And after that, he said, but he answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why then do you not believe him? But if we say from men, all people will stun us, from they are persuaded that John was a prophet." We saw two things over here. So we see Jesus was confronted, but at the same time, Jesus didn't answer who gave him the authority. I think he did, he asked another question. He was talking about the baptism of John. He was asking from where is this baptism from? That's from heaven, or that's from men? And the people, they will start thinking about it. So wait a minute. And we see we said the baptism was from heaven, then the people wanna be asking, why we didn't believe in that? But if we say from men, and then we wanna be in a big trouble, because the people start getting, you know, angry, start going against us, because everybody believed that he was a prophet. And then they came to one point, they couldn't answer. And we see in the next verse, verse 6 says, "But we say from men, all people will stone." The verse 7 says, they answered that they know. The verse says, "So they answered that they didn't know where it was from." And then the verse 8 said, and Jesus said to them, "Neither I will tell you by what authority I do these things." And we see something very, very deep on this. Because Jesus didn't answer right away. He didn't give an answer. He said, "You know what? I do, my Father give me this authority." He didn't say anything. The only thing he did was answer something else to this guy. And that answer was so hard, because they came to one point like be confronted by the answer. Before, be confronted through him, through Jesus, and after be confronted to the people, because everybody believed that John was a prophet. And that's a tough question. That's like a really tough situation, because these guys, they need to learn like very well what need to answer. And if we go through deeper on this chapter, Jesus, he knew exactly who he was. He didn't have to show these people who he was. He didn't have to show. He was doing what he was doing. He was teaching the gospel. He was like, I'm doing miracles. He was doing other things because he knew who gave him the authority. And that's what we need to learn. The Bible said, like, I will receive authority. God had given us authority to do other things, to do miracles, to do like even like a bigger thing that he did, that we got the authority. But we need to learn, we need to know exactly what kind of authority we receive from God. Because something is like the authority that God has given us. But we need to know exactly what kind of authority to use it the right way. Because some people, they think they have authority, but they do a lot of things like by the feeling. They do a lot of things by the emotion. And like we see in this moment, like a lot of people doing a lot of things only because they feeling. And we get to one point like religion have been teaching us to do a lot of things, but mostly those things are through our emotions. We need to be careful, and we need to measure what kind of authority we have. Because the authority we receive from God, that's to pour to the work of the kingdom, not to work from ourselves. That's the point right now. Like the problem we have right now, the church is like everybody using the authority that God have given to them for their own benefit, and that's not a point. We haven't received any authority to feel ourselves like better than anybody else, or to show the people what kind of authority we have. No, that wasn't why we received authority. We received authority to be free. To don't be in like an slave, to be enslaved like of the sink, to go away, to get, you know, to our close relationship with God. That's why we receive authority. We need to use it. When something came to our mind, like to use authority to take a benefit to ourselves, just don't do it. Just get away from it. So think about it. Think about like what kind of authority you have, and how you're using it. Using the right way. Or if you are not using it at all. So something need to ask ourselves. What kind of authority we have and how we are using it. So this is the message for today. I hope they have been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video about the case. And see you tomorrow in the new live streaming. And have a wonderful day. And God bless you.